Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tresidder. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. You're listening to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tresidder.
It's me, Emily Tresidder.
Yay!
Woo! Crowd goes wild, yeah, except there's no crowds anywhere.
No crowds. Banned. Crowds are banned.
Are banned. They're literally banned.
Yes, they are.
What a crazy time to be alive.
We're doing this remotely, obviously, and you have called me and caught me in the middle of Animal Crossing. I would just like to... But then again, if you had called me at any time in my life right now, you would have caught me in the middle of Animal Crossing.
And Animal Crossing is
Emily Tresidder. Emily Tresidder, yes, how do you not know what Animal Crossing
is? It's me, Emily Tresidder.
How do you not know what Animal Crossing is?
I'm literally trapped in my own house.
But the internet,
I have a really good excuse this time. It's that I'm literally living under a rock, which is known as my home.
Sure. Okay, fine. Animal Crossing is a game that Nintendo's put out that everyone in the world is basically playing at the moment. Well, okay. Every single person that owns a Switch, I'm sure, is playing it. And it's basically a little game where you move to
little
a deserted little gamey game where you move to a deserted island and set up a whole new life for yourself.
Right.
So really, like, it's a lot of wish fulfillment going on for me right now.
You want to move to a desert island?
I just want to not be in my house.
I mean, if you went to a deserted desert island, I think that would be all, like, chill in terms of social distancing.
It'd be as long as you just make sure that everyone on there is, tests negative and you're good to go.
No, it's deserted. It's a deserted island.
Well, on this deserted island, there's a few other people. There's your capitalist landlord, raccoon, Tom Nook.
What the fuck are you playing, Vicky Hanlon? Seriously.
So you move to an island and Tom Nook is in charge of the island and you start with a tent and then you have to pay off your moving fees to move to the island. And then he says, do you want to convert your tent into a house? And you go, yeah, sure. And he goes, okay, that'll be 98,000 bells, which is the currency that you use. And then you pay off your mortgage to the raccoon. And then he says, well, would you like a bigger house? And you go, yeah, sure. And he goes, cool, that'll be even more money. And then you pay off that loan. And
honestly, what the fuck, Vicky?
So am I not selling it to you?
No, you're not selling it to me. So in a time where like rent is going to be like frozen, or at least like mortgages and stuff are going to be frozen, and like the government is like helping us out in this time of need, you're going to recreate the shitter situation on your phone with a fucking raccoon.
First point, it's on my Switch. And second point, yes.
I think that's worse, to be honest.
I go around and I fish and I catch fish and then I catch bugs and I pick fruit from trees.
This genuinely sounds so shit.
Shut up. How dare you? The whole world is playing.
It's true. I don't have a Nintendo Switch or any like gaming console, so.
If you had a Switch, I guarantee you'd be playing this.
Yeah, and that's why I don't have a Switch.
I don't want to be a fucking loser who plays video games. Ugh.
No, not at all. No. You know what? This is dead set. This is true, right? Yeah. I think if I had a gaming console, I would be just straight up addicted to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I already have like my outlets, you know, like I watch a lot of reality television, like an unhealthy amount of reality television.
Just wanted to say, you said that, not me.
Yeah, no, I totally, I do. Like I'm watching like 7 different week to week reality television programs right now.
Yeah. Which ones? There's 7 good ones?
Probably not. So okay, I'm watching, this just finished, but I was watching The Circle Brazil.
Oh yeah, I need to watch that. I do love The Circle.
Yeah, it's harder because it's like subtitled and stuff, so you can't look away from the screen and you can't fast forward conversations.
That is one thing
I
that I did
would.
Really like with The Circle is you can kind of have it on in the background, and but I get if it's in a language you don't speak,
yeah, you have difficult. To literally be what. Yeah, yeah, it's not as easy to watch like quickly.
Yeah, sure.
I'm also watching X on the Beach.
Of course,
I'm also
you are.
Watching. Oh, X on the Beach Celebrity, rather. I'm also watching X on the Beach Peak of Love.
Celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, they're like other reality television
right.
celebrities.
Not real celebrities.
No. They're like, I guess, what would you call them? Like C-grade celebrities?
Sure.
And I'm watching X on the Beach Peak of Love. The mountain one, which I've spoken about before, that's still going week to week. And I'm also watching a program called Siesta Key.
What is that?
It's like basically there's this raccoon and you go to this island and
Tom Nook takes over reality. Oh, now that is a show I would watch.
it's basically a combo of like The Hills versus yeah, it's basically like a new school, The Hills. It's like a lot of rich.
I know what The Hills is, but I never watched it.
Yeah, it's obviously. Just a lot of rich white people being entitled and having fights with each other.
Okay, most reality TV, to be honest.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
So that's keeping me occupied.
So are they? They haven't gone to a particular place. They all live there already. Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Real Housewives sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sort
of. Which I guess is kind of like The Hills.
Yes, exactly. It's more like The Hills than it is like Real Housewives.
I understand. I get it.
Do you though, Vicky? Do you?
I mean, I understand the premise, but I won't be watching that one.
Give me 3 fish and I'll tell you more about it.
Ooh, I've got so many sea bass. Do you want some of them?
Ew, I actually don't like fish. I actually would not know what to do with 3
sea
bass.
See, this is the other thing. You also have to an owl moves because you're the only human. Everyone else is an animal. And an owl moves to your island and opens a museum and you have to donate fish and bugs and fossils to him to fill out the museum.
Why?
Because it's a museum.
But why do you have to do his work for him?
I don't know, because you seem to be the only person on this thing that does any work, to be honest. Yeah, so I said I built a second bridge because, like, you can, and it cost 98,000 bells. And I had 98,000 bells, but it was like they set up the construction thing and then this little guy stands out the front and says, hey, we're collecting donations for the new bridge. So far, 0 bells have been donated. We need 98,000. Would you like to donate? And I was like, well, yeah, okay, I'll donate half of that and see if anyone else donates. No one else donated, so I just paid for the whole fucking bridge.
What the actual? It actually sounds so bad. And you know what I also love about this whole situation is that you have been playing this for like hours, I'm sure.
Yes,
and
yes,
then
yes.
The one time you have human contact via
I want to talk
call,
about it.
You want to talk about this bridge for some reason that isn't even a real bridge, Vicky.
No. Well, it's a real bridge now. I built it. Don't you take this away from me, Emily. I understand what you're saying. Don't you take this away from me. It's all I've got.
No, I totally get it.
You can visit other people's islands.
Oh, that's cool. So you can talk to people?
Yeah.
People?
Yeah. Like I visited friends' islands and stuff like that. Previous guest, Elise Phillips? No? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not. We've had her on the radio show.
She's a friend of yours, okay? We get it.
I visited her island a bunch and X Triple J presenter Jen Fricker, visited her island a bunch. It's been a lot of fun.
What do you do? Do you just like talk to them or?
Well, you can go like each island has a different native fruit. So you have to travel to different islands to collect all the different fruits. Like my island produces cherries. And Elisa's has peaches and I think Jen's has apples or something. And, you know, I haven't found an orange yet. If anyone's got any oranges, send me some oranges. That'd be nice.
This really just feels like an elongated ad for Animal Farm.
For Animal Crossing? Crossing. Animal Crossing, not Animal Farm. Animal Farm is a very different part of our lives right now.
Hilarious. What a time to be alive.
Oh, God. I'm losing my mind, Emily Tressida. I'm the only person in this house for most of the day because my sister, who I live with, is an essential worker, so she still has to work, and I'm losing my goddamn mind.
Do you reckon you actually are? Like, I know we're being funny, but do you reckon you actually are losing your mind a bit?
Yeah, I genuinely think I am a little bit, yeah.
Wild.
I think I need to do some, I don't know, you know, you remember those old brain training games and stuff?
Yeah.
I think I need to do something like that to keep myself, ticking along. Because as fun as Animal Crossing is, it's not like, you don't have to think.
Helping your brain.
Yeah. It's very calming and it's really nice kind of just like I'm watching a TV show and I'm playing this on my Switch. And occasionally I'll look at Facebook and Instagram.
So you're multitasking.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I would highly recommend a puzzle.
Puzzle. I can't. They make me so angry.
I'm still plodding along with my black and white, entirely all very similar lined Keith Haring.
Oh, the Keith Haring one. Yes.
500-piece puzzle.
That I am. I love Keith Haring. He's one of my favorite artists of all time. And I would throw that thing out the window, I think.
I've been very patient with it. However, I've done like a whole strip, like one third of the width of the puzzle. And there's just one puzzle piece missing and I can't find it. And so like today's task is just to find that one piece of puzzle.
No.
So far, I still haven't been able to find it. It's hurting my soul at this point.
Yeah, so this is the moment when I would throw it out the window.
Yeah, no. It costs money.
I've got a lovely balcony. I could just throw it off. I think that.
Yeah, thankfully, my balcony is a little harder to throw things off. That's really a positive that I can take home from this experience.
Yeah, that's true. I live on a fairly main road and I think that people would get a kick out of it.
Oh, my God. Vicky, I think I just found the piece.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Hang on, wait. I actually genuinely think I just found this fucking piece. Can you imagine if I have?
Live on the podcast. Did she find the piece? Let me. Oh, my God. Okay.
I think I've got it.
She's going to.
Let's try it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes! Yes!
That is.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Content, baby.
I've been waiting for days for that piece.
Oh, all you needed was a little bit of inspiration from me.
While I was talking to you, I was like, I'm just going to lean over to this pile of puzzle pieces and just see if I could possibly find this piece. My heart is racing. I'm exhilarated.
I'm so excited right now.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
This is the best thing that's happened in days.
Same. I've been looking for this fucking piece for ages. Oh, my gosh. What a miracle.
That's so good.
I'm not even being funny. My heart is racing. It feels like I've just walked really quickly, which I haven't. I've been sitting on the couch the whole time.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, well.
A time to be alive. I guess I can kind of understand your building a bridge feeling now.
Thank you.
It means something, you know? That one small piece of the game means something.
I'm currently paying off the second room in my house.
You have to pay it off room by room?
Well, you have a tent and then you build a small house and then you expand your house and then you build one room and then you build a second room.
Right.
And I think that two rooms is all you can build because now he's talking about like customization and shit like that. So I made myself a little pink mailbox.
Cute.
Thank you. But I don't have enough stuff really for the second room. So like my main room is like, you know, the kitchen and dining room and all that sort of stuff. And then the other room is my bedroom and bathroom. Right. And then now I've just got this other room that's just got junk in it that I'm like, I don't know where to put that. So
sounds like, literally a lot like real life.
Yeah, I was going to say kind of like real life, I guess, yeah.
So what's the aim of the game though? Like how do you win?
You don't. It's a
– So what, it just continues on forever and ever?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's like
yeah,
it
yeah,
really yeah. feels like it's the start of like one of those movies that eventually it'll be like VR and then
oh,
like,
hopefully.
You just won't live your actual life anymore.
Oh, what a dream that'd be.
Shut up. It would not be a dream.
I mean, I'd take it.
No way. If this lock-in has taught me anything,
yes.
Lockdown, lock-in. Sounds more fun when you call it a lock-in.
It does, yeah.
This lockdown has taught me anything. It's just that, like, I'm not going to take for granted, like, proper interaction after
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. No, me too.
Like, I cannot wait to go dancing.
Yeah. All I want to do right now is go down to, like, one of the local bars that has a comedy night and see my friends. That's all I want to do.
That's so cute. God. We have really different approaches. I'm like, I don't need to see anyone. I just want to fucking dance. And you're like, I need to see all of my friends ASAP.
Yes, please. I would like to see my friends. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're
very different people.
Exactly. I was talking to someone yesterday or the day before, and it was basically like, I can't wait. They were saying that they can't wait until this all finishes and we can all just have one massive party and it's going to be incredible.
I'm yeah, like, I agree.
Yes.
It's so hard to like on a serious note, it's so hard to be productive. Like,
oh, it really is.
Like, I – because right now I don't actually have any, like, deadlines or, like, anything that I need to be doing.
Sure. Except for this and radio, I guess.
Yeah, which obviously I do get done. But, like, yeah. There's so many other hours in the week.
I know.
Where I don't need to do anything. But, like,
yeah.
I also don't want to do anything. It's so hard for me to, like, feel
– exactly how I'm feeling at the moment. Because, like, I've got – this to do, which is basically just chatting with my friend now, so that's fine.
I promise we will change back to the original formula at some point soon.
At some point.
But for now, craziness is what you get.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was just thinking we could do a live episode of like each of us and our days and basically just have like it on continuously.
Like a live stream?
Kind of, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We'll just go on. Okay. So, not previous guest Elise Phillips made a bingo because normally she makes a bingo for MICF every year.
Yeah.
And she did make one for this year, but obviously not any use right now.
Yeah.
But she made one. Let me just, I'm just going to go onto my Facebook and find it because it's very good. Come on. Work faster, internet. What are you doing?
Having a rest.
She was just also she was in the paper because of her Animal Crossing exploits.
What?
Yeah, someone wrote an article about things people are doing during this, and one of the big things was the apocalypse. And yeah,
the apocalypse.
This is the apocalypse, right? This is what's happening now?
I don't think you can call it that yet, Vicky.
Why?
Because it's not the apocalypse.
Are you sure?
I mean, no, I'm not sure, but I'd like to stay positive.
It feels like the apocalypse to me.
Ugh.
Oh, I bought a statue of Godzilla in Animal Crossing, if that helps.
Who would that help?
Me.
Oh, my God, we've literally lost it. Now she's just talking to herself.
Clearly that helps. Okay, so COVID comedian bingo. Start a podcast. We haven't started one, but...
But we have one.
We have one. Bake mm-hmm. bread.
I haven't made bread.
No, not yet. Stay in bed till 2 p.m. I've absolutely
definitely
done that.
Done that.
you're a policy expert now. Yes, I've done that.
I probably haven't done that.
No, probably not. Instagram Live soon.
I've never done that.
No, I've never either, but I reckon that if we do this, we could do it. That'll be the way we do it. Ordered takeaway to support local business.
I've done that.
Yeah, you have.
I actually got cocktails delivered.
I'm thinking about doing that same thing. That looks so good.
Yeah, it's actually really good. Did you see the picture? It was like there was
I did,
like
yes,
yeah, so good. They even give you like proper like ice blocks and stuff.
I
like
know, right?
Actual bricks, amazing. Oh. Yeah,
actually, might be saving money.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
I'm doing
if
that.
If I was earning money, I'd be saving it. So
yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I could be a Twitch streamer. I've definitely had this thought many,
What's
many
Twitch?
Times. It's like a live video format thing. It's mostly people use it for gaming, like live streaming their games, video games that they're playing.
Right.
But there's a lot of people on there that like live stream them drawing and doing artwork and that sort of thing. There's heaps and heaps of stuff. It's how I watch the live D&D stuff that I've been watching.
Oh, week to okay. Week. I see.
Yeah. So, I think that I've had a couple of ideas kind of brewing with a few things that I think that Twitch could be a great platform for. Sizzle for things that may or may not happen. group chat FOMO.
That's a sizzle.
It was a bad sizzle, but okay.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm not saying I could do a better one.
Come
group chat FOMO.
Nah, never had
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a couple.
You're in too many group chats to have FOMO. Don't even
exactly.
pretend.
Yeah. Is this funny or just an insight into my fragile psyche?
Yeah, my
yes.
whole life.
Yep. That's with or without COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, actually very true.
blatant tweet about how horny you are. No, you'll never get that from me.
And you'll never get that from me either. I don't tweet enough.
post a cute Zoom screenshot to the socials. I didn't do Zoom. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did when we were playing trivia.
There you go. Zoom.
Mm. Yep. Start a YouTube channel. Once again, along with the Twitch thing, absolutely have a few ideas.
I mean, I have a YouTube channel.
That's true. You do. You just yeah. need to put some stuff on it.
Yeah. Wow, okay, Mom.
Maybe I should learn a trade.
Yeah, I've thought about that.
Yeah. Same.
Definitely thought about that.
This one is just for you. Eat pasta.
Oh, man, I've done so much of that. Oh, God, so much pasta. Yum, yep. I'm making lasagna literally right now.
I know. I've always wanted to write a novel.
Yep, I've thought about that too.
Yep, same. You're a medical expert now.
Not really. I cut my ankle up pretty bad the other day and put some Dettol on it. I guess that counts.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I haven't... did I tell you about my dumb injury? I did, didn't I?
Which
let's
one?
Exactly. my head one. Let's tell the whole world about my dumb injury that I did. I was in bed and I was lying down and I had my knees up and I had my laptop on my knees and I was going to close my laptop and it went off balance. And so I tried to catch my laptop before it fell into my face. And instead of catching my laptop, I pushed it even harder into my face. And Jesus. Gave myself like a minor black eye with my laptop.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was like day two of all this stuff. So
my goodness. Well, like one time I tried to leave the house was to just take the bins out the back. And, oh, yeah. And like as I was stepping out, the like cast iron gate that like is the back of our house closed onto my ankle and just ripped off the back layer of skin on my – or the top layer of skin on my ankle.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Not a fun time.
Yeah. So I'm not a medical expert, but if you want multiple dumb ways of how to injure yourself, I've got plenty.
We got you covered.
Next one is putting 100% of your festival energy into Animal Crossing.
No.
Yes.
No.
And let me say, it's so much energy. So much pent-up festival energy.
Love.
Fuck. I must have something to sell online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've not thought that yet, but, like, I must. That's actually a good point.
Yep. Do I need to be hot to do cam porn? Once again. I've not had the thought, but.
I think the answer is no.
No, I don't think you do.
Because hot is subjective.
Exactly.
So you're hot to someone.
Exactly.
Everyone's hot to someone.
Oh, what a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
I got your back, everyone.
Yeah.
Can tell you how to injure yourself and we can tell you that you're hot.
To someone.
Yeah, there is a there's a suffix, but whatever. Don't listen to that. Yeah, whatever. Don't worry about that.
The next one is watch Tiger King, which I have not yet, but I guess I will.
Yeah, I've not watched that either.
Drank a week's worth of isolation beer/wine.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done that. I did that on Friday night.
Yeah. The last box, which resonates way too much with me, is this box blank due to depression.
Aww.
I'm losing my fucking mind.
I mean, I feel it, but aww.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a really fun bingo.
Yeah.
Everyone, you should play as well.
Yeah. I think she probably put it up on her Instagram if you want to go have a look. Elise Phillips on Instagram, probably.
Also, probably. Obviously, like, everyone is having a bit of a rough time at the moment. If you're living alone or you're living with someone that's going to work or you just don't like the people you live with, you probably are, like, struggling to find people to talk to at the moment. Thankfully, Vic and I are to the rescue because
I thought you were going to plug Lifeline 13, 11, 14.
There you go. We can plug that as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, do get in contact with us if you just want someone to chat to. But we have actually created something really extra special for this week's episode. Vic and I actually recorded this podcast earlier today.
I really honestly did not know where you were going with this.
And my recording device messed up. So there's only Vicky's side of the conversation. So, at the end of this podcast, once we stop speaking as a collective, you will have the opportunity to speak to Vicky Hamlin if you want to. So, we've cut a little snippet of that and you can, you know, feel free to listen to it on one device and then record your conversation on another device and send it to us or put it up on socials or whatever.
So good.
That'll keep us all entertained. So, I think...
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity to do that, which I'm sure you do, because what else are you doing? Come on, let's be real.
It's true.
Go ahead and do that. You can be Vicky's friend. You can replace me. Do your best M impression if you want.
M impression.
Yeah, you know we've all got things to do, but I can guarantee this would be a fun time.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Well, now I actually have to put that up. God damn it.
Yeah, it'll be fun as.
Yeah. I'll do it.
So, yeah, that'll be at the end of this episode as a little treaty treat for you if you want to have a chat with Vic or pretend to be me, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Just try and figure out what you think Em said in the moments when I was laughing or not talking. What do you reckon Em said?
Probably something fucked up. So, yeah, I would love to hear your opinion on that.
That would be great.
Record yourself chatting to Vic. Make a new Vic and Em. Maybe if we get any/enough responses, we can make another podcast next time that has like a little compilation
that
of
would
Vic's
be
chats with everyone.
I would love that.
That would be so fun. I would love that too.
It would be actually fun.
So, stick around for that.
And give me something to do. edit all of that together.
There you go. Give Vicky some work to do that's not Animal Farm.
Crossing. Animal Crossing. God damn
it. Yeah. So stick around for that. You can chat to Vic after this. Send us your little records of you chatting with Vic. We would absolutely love that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Obviously, it is a pleasure as always.
Always.
We will be back probably a little bit more mad next time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give me another week or 2 weeks or whatever we're doing. I will have lost my goddamn mind.
That's going to be fun. So don't miss that as well.
Don't miss that.
Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, stick around to have your mad chats with Vic.
Woo.
And send us through a recording if you feel so inclined. But we would love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
You've caught me in the middle of playing Animal Crossing, which would have happened if you had called me at any time. So, what's the deal? Oh, yeah, I haven't watched Tiger King yet. I think I'll have to just to stay on top of the memes. Got to stay on top of those memes, baby. It really does, and I don't understand any of them. Animal Crossing. Okay, I'll watch Tiger King. I was going to maybe go for a quarantined walk, but I think I might watch Tiger King instead. Yeah, exactly. What is Animal Crossing? It's an old, like, they've just released a new version of it, but it's been around for a very, very long time. In this version of the game, you go to a remote island where it's just you and a couple of other people, and you have to set up your life there, essentially. So there's nothing else to do? No. It is fun. It's fun. You go and you first have a tent, and you have to then get the guy that runs the island. His name is Tom Nook. He's an asshole capitalist raccoon. yeah, you would have. And he says, "I'll give you a home loan so you can build a house." And then you build a house. Yeah. And then you have to go around and collect things like fish and bugs and stuff like that to pay off your home loan. And then you go to him and you say, "I've paid off my home loan." He says, "Cool. Do you want a bigger house?" And you go, "Yeah, okay, I'll have a bigger house." And he's like, "Cool, that'll be even more money." And but it's so cute. I mean, yeah, it is quite like life, but you know, I get to go outside in the game. I get to go. Yes. What are you doing with your time? I literally shared a meme today that is you talking to one of the other island people, and it says, "Bitches just say join an organized rent strike, but pay off their home loan to Tom Nook in one day." Oh, Emily, because we're all Emily. Oh. Sure. You know the organized rent strikes that are around? So everyone's joining them, but also paying off their home. So literally what you just said, but in meme form. Yeah. You could make memes. Yeah, give it a couple of weeks, and I reckon that'll be something you end up doing. You could. I believe in you. It's one of the words. Yeah, it's one of the words for him. Yeah, like. Oh, yes. The black and white lines. I would that puzzle would kill me. Okay. Yeah, sure. I can just find that one piece. Yeah, fair enough. Well, I mean, puzzles are now an essential service, according to the Prime Minister, so that's nice. Well, he was saying that you're allowed to go out if you need, like, for essential items, and he said that his wife went and bought a whole bunch of puzzles. And I was like, yeah, okay. Essential services, apparently. It's almost like the Prime Minister has no fucking idea what he's doing and is a bit of an idiot. Hot takes with Vicky Hanlon. Woo. Yeah. I haven't left the house in like almost a week, so I'm losing my mind a little bit. Oh, I'm gonna start doing Pilates with a friend of mine who I used to do Pilates with. We're gonna video chat and do Pilates together. Yeah. Yeah, of course. A mat. Yeah. I know. I guess. Yeah, hopefully. Hey, they probably don't have people to talk to either, so we're here for you. Yeah. Honey. Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Amazing. Amazing. Hey, you got this parody lyric wrong. I know it fit, but don't use your own creativity. Come on. What are you doing? Oh, God. I'm losing my mind. This is what this podcast is going to be now. It's just a slow descent into madness of me.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.